So it's an important lesson that everyone needs to learn at some point in their lives. Just because somebody holds the right opinions on important topics, or says that they do, doesn't mean that they're good people. Some people are just charlatans. Some people are frauds. Some people just lie to gain status or power. And some people are just simply corrupt. And sadly, that reality is destroying the group America's Frontline Doctors right now. Dr. Simone Gold founded that group. We have no reason to believe that she isn't sincere in actually opposing COVID lockdowns and mandates and everything else. But after Dr. Gold went to jail for a spell after being at the January 6th incident, some other members of AFLDS audited the group's finances. And according to a new lawsuit, what they found is that Dr. Gold used the funds to buy a $3.6 million mansion in Florida, which she lives in rent-free with her boyfriend, an underwear model and former employee who's 20 years younger than her. Well, the lawsuit also says that Gold purchased three cars with the group's money. She spends $12,000 a month on personal security, $5,600 a month on a personal housekeeper. Oh, and about $50,000 a month in other spending. She's reportedly used the group's money to fly private jets. And her underwear model boyfriend spends more than 10 grand a month on his own with the group's credit cards. And today we can report more. The other day, our show received this message from an anonymous source. Quote, "I was given your contact information from a good friend. I work for America's Frontline Doctors and wanted to blow the whistle on what we're experiencing in the midst of a seemingly hostile takeover by Dr. Simone Gold. I wanted to share this on behalf of the AFLDS staff currently subject to a campaign of division spearheaded by Dr. Gold. Since the case was filed between her and our board of directors, she has behaved ironically like the tyrants that she has sworn to stand up to. She's been forcing staff to swear allegiance to her and only report to her and her team of overpaid sycophants that have helped push along her fraudulent takeover. If staff chooses to swear allegiance and or remain objective, we're told that she does not accept this and we are out." Unquote. Well, we absolutely wanted to speak with this person as soon as we could. And this anonymous whistleblower, as you probably just heard, is with us now. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here. We understand why you're protecting your anonymity. I mean, we live in a world right now where it's dangerous to your life to blow the whistle on anybody who seemingly is in power or is aligned with the right people.
That's right, Stu. Thank you for having me. And absolutely, and based off the behaviors I've experienced, again, I chose to remain objective from the very beginning of this. And there's only been one side of the litigants that have behaved just completely inappropriate. Tyrannical is really the word that just comes to mind. So I felt that I could not, you know, have my face and name put out there just based off this last week's, few weeks.
So, I mean, here at this program, obviously, we're not anti-capitalists. I have no problem with Dr. Simone Gold making money. I don't care if she makes $10 million, $100 million a month for all I care. But the problem here is that this was an organization that was raising money off the backs of really good people, really good Christians, really good blue-collar patriot Americans that thought that that organization was designed and set up to fight back against a tyranny, a medical tyranny that was inflicting pain on families as they were separating people from their loved ones, putting them in hospitals, throwing them on remdesivir, strapping them to a ventilator, and then killing them for cash, murdering them for money. We also saw that, you know, this organization was set up to fight back against mandates, both mask and vaccine. And then it turns out that the money that blue-collar Americans, probably by majority, donated to this organization that had a really pretty name and a really catchy message. And now it turns out that these people who probably don't have money to spare, who does these days, gave this money so that she could run around with her 20 years junior underwear model in her $3.6 million mansion and fly around the country on private jets. It's disgusting.
Yep, completely deplorable. And it's why I chose to remain objective. So I want to start this off by saying that this is not an attack on Dr. Gold. As a matter of fact, I was a friend of hers. I use the word was just because of the way I've been treated the last couple of weeks. I don't see a friend ever treating someone that way. It's why I've been able to really question everything about her and what I considered to be a friendly person for 2 years. It wasn't actually the case. and it's all seemingly just kind of a show. And, you know, I had initially chosen to remain objective, but it was, again, that behavior that made me want to blow the whistle and do something on behalf of all of us in here, because there are a good handful of us here that are still standing objective, refusing to bow down to her. Claim allegiance is what I'm calling it, because she literally said, either you're with me or you're out. I do not accept this. These are, you know, I have screenshots of this stuff if people really want to see it, but this is what we're dealing with. Someone that's kind of just lost sight of what we all came here for and really made me question everything. I didn't know anything about the money. I don't do the money. I do the front line. It's why I'm so offended and why I refuse to just stay quiet while we're waiting for a court to work things out, which we all know takes time, because this is war. I'm a veteran. I stand, my job here at AFLDS is to stand for and to help the freedom fighters. I am the frontline worker here. I'm the person that I consider that she's used now, her, and again, what I've termed the overpaid circle of sycophants. They've used people like me and our volunteers, our, you know, 40,000 something warriors that are on the ground, like Sue said, pulling people out of the hospital, helping them get medication, helping them get their jobs back, fighting back at school boards. We're the people doing that. And when I read this case filing, because like I said, she was my friend, I took no sides. I was supporting her, if anything. Then I read the case. I'm an intelligent person. Lawyers put this case together. When they put figures down in black and white, I have to really take that seriously. And these figures are so offensive to what I stand for, to what our volunteers stand for, to what AFLDS was founded on to stand for, that I could not in any case declare any type of allegiance to this person. I needed to, and the other side as well. I chose, you know what? I'm gonna do what I was trained in the military. When my leadership becomes inept, when they become a threat to the mission, I am to step in. I am to take control, reset, reorient my troops back to the mission, and then wait for someone who's higher than me to come in and tell me what I'm supposed to do. And until that happens, which in this case is going to be a judge telling me where I go next, what we do with this data, with this information that I've been harassed to hand over, they're not getting it. I'm going to protect them. And I'm waiting for the judge to show it, because right now it looks like the American people have been robbed tremendously. And the amount of money in just salaries alone of people above me was enough to open hundreds, if not thousands, of cases last year and could have completely changed the tide of this war.
Yeah, you're right. The American people have been robbed. You've been robbed of your time. You've been used as a pawn. The misery and heartache of families who have lost loved ones who've been medically murdered or have died suddenly after these injections, the mandates, the lockdowns, suicide. I mean, you name it. It has been that misery that apparently has been used to enrich a person who was presenting themselves as some sort of a do-gooder and a hero. Now, I will also say this. In preparing for this segment, I've talked to people very close to the situation. And I'm going to protect the anonymity of this person for now. But there's an attorney who's very well versed on this stuff, who knows about this situation, who is giving us an unconfirmed report. And I just want to get this out there because I want people to understand that this is the type of thing that happens. So while we are sitting back waiting for a court, a judge, or a jury to rule on this, it has been said that Dr. Simone Gold has now aligned herself with the Rothschilds, that she's been in contact with the Rothschilds, that she's going to be covered by the Rothschilds, who are going to have her released from this lawsuit and put this on the shoulders of another person. So with that being said, I don't want people to blindly trust our judiciary, our judicial system, or the process here, which we have also seen has been taken over by totalitarians. I don't know if you know the name of the person. I don't know if you know the person that they may put this on instead of Simone Gold. And I don't know when all of this started, but when did you start to see behavior inside of AFLDS that didn't look like, you know, a representation of what you were there for?
So the real red flags to me happened. So she went to prison. As we all know, she was in for 60 days. During that 60 days, an audit was performed. Ironically, she's the one that hired this audit team, this firm of attorneys that came in and analyzed everything. While she was in there, you know, all these things are coming to light. Now, again, I'm the warrior. I don't do any of this. And I asked even over the 2 years, I don't want to know nothing about money. That's not my game. I'm a fighter. Don't talk to me about money. The audit happened, of course, whatever. Every nonprofit does an audit. Absolutely. Let's do this. And, you know, they revealed about her boyfriend making $10,000 a month. He had his own credit card of the American people's money. He was buying gym memberships, hair products, clothing. Again, they had that housekeeper doing his laundry, $5,600 a month. Shopping. It was just ridiculous. He got fired. She gets out of prison. She finds out he's fired. At first, she's okay with it. 48 hours she spent with him shortly after being released. After that 48 hours with said underwear model boyfriend, everything changed.
It's just
disgusting.
And it
got real weird.
Yeah.
Real weird.
It's just gross, to be honest with you. It's just really gross. I got to go here. You know, we only have a certain amount of time for segments, and I got to get to break. A lot to cover today. This is just disgusting. And you know what? I just want to say this also. Dr. Simone Gold has been offered a platform here on this program multiple times, has refused every time. Maybe she thought she was going to get Vernon Jones. Maybe she thought that I'd sniff her out. I don't know. Maybe she thought that I would know that she's a fraud. But here's what I will say. We will offer the platform again. So Dr. Simone Gold, here's your official invitation. If you want to come on here and defend yourself, if any of this is untrue, please, we would like to know, because there are tens of millions of people who have, with generosity in their hearts, given to this organization. Not so that you could run around with your 20 years junior underwear model, fly private jets gallivanting around the country, and buy $3.6 million mansions. That is not what they had on their minds. I can almost guarantee that I can speak on behalf of those millions of donors when I say that that is not what they thought their money was going to. Thank you very much for coming here. We really appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu. Blessings, everybody. And use your discernment, people. Do not fall for idols.
Yes, absolutely. Pray for discernment. We all could use a whole lot more of that. Designed distractions all around us. Think about the information that's just coming at us. That's intentional, by the way. Bust through those distractions, all right? Become more driven, more clear, have more creativity, more focus, more drive than you've ever had before with the Nootropics Brain Supplements from Nootopia. Go to Nootopia.com/Stu, Nootopia.com/Stu. These are 100% legal, safe, non-addictive Nootropics Brain Supplements that will give you the focus that you need. It's the on switch, the light switch for your brain. Be a better boss. Better mom, a better dad, a better homeschooler, a better C-level executive, entrepreneur, business owner. Be a better spouse. Be more focused. Be more productive. Be more creative. I really like the focused savagery. Go to Nootopia.com/Stu. Try these. Fill out the personal questionnaire about how you process information, how you deal with distractions, and Nootopia will put together a custom Nootropics Brain Supplements program for you. I promise you'll love it. You'll write to me. Nootopia.com/Stu.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. TrustFilterSuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust. Shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California, we drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. FilterSuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.